Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We're in a series on moving from anxiety to rest, and scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, and it can help us claim the rest and peace God is offering to us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to meditate on Psalm 62.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We're going to be doing this meditation using the Lectio Divina method. And if you haven't done a scripture meditation with me before, I want to invite you to pause here and download the free Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It outlines exactly what scripture meditation is, what this model is, and what you can expect from it. And it also gives you some space to capture your thoughts as we move through these meditations. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to start by taking a few deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, invite the Lord into this time and space with you. And as you exhale, just hand over to Him anything that feels burdensome to you, anything that may be giving you some form of anxiety. Just hand that over to Him and continue to take deep in and out breaths as a way to settle yourself. And as you're doing that, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank You for this time that we have set aside to hear Your word. We pray by the power of Your Spirit that You would guide us to notice what You want us to notice, and that You would help this space to become sacred and holy space, that You would help us to feel rested and rejuvenated after we've spent this time with You. So would You lead and guide us? Would You help us to have the conversations with You that we need to have? And we pray that You would do this for our good and Your glory. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, there is really no agenda outside of just hearing the words and knowing where they're going. So this now is the first reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him. For God is our refuge. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to guide us to notice a word or a phrase, or maybe even an idea from these verses. And as always, I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see what word or phrase seems to stand out above the other ones. Then hold on to that in your mind, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this then is a second reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. So take a few moments now to reflect on the word or the phrase that stood out to you and ask the Lord, how does this apply to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, we want to notice that word or phrase again, and then we'll take some time to respond to God, however He may be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. So take a few moments now to have a conversation with the Lord and respond to whatever He has placed on your heart. Thank you. Now, as I read the passage to you a fourth and final time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest, which is what we do every time we do this Lectio process. What's interesting is that these verses are beckoning us to do exactly that, to rest in God. So as these words are read over you one final time, notice not only the call to rest in God, but why we can rest in God. So this now is a final reading of Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. O Lord, we thank You for the truths in this scripture. Lord, may our souls find rest in You. As we enter into this new year, help us learn how to live at a restful pace with You leading us. Help us to remember that our hope comes from You, our salvation is from You, that You are a fortress, You're a strong and safe place for us. And because of You, we do not have to be shaken. That we can trust in You and lean on You and put our hope in You. So help us to do that today and this week. And Lord, would You give us the grace to do it this whole year? And we pray this in Your precious name, Your mighty name, the name that we can rest in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to listen in to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Alan Fadling, who is the president and co-founder of Unhurried Living, which inspires people to rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better. He's written a number of books, but the one that we lean into a little bit in the next podcast is called A Year of Slowing Down. He is the perfect person to invite us into knowing how to live at a slower pace as we start this new year. So I hope you'll make some space to listen to that. I want to take a quick second to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership with us on this podcast. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. So thank you for joining me on So Much More.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.